Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. Right, you're making it easy.
I am not interested in this.
I know, but like you're not.
I'm just not. By the way, if I didn't bring you to the game of golf, we wouldn't even be having this conversation.
Okay.
Because
would you
every
like
time
a biscuit?
We tried, every time we tried to have golf conversations before you picked up a golf club,
yeah.
You like, shut up, nobody cares.
I never did that.
Yeah, but that's how you were.
Nah. I think that's a little over exaggeration. I'm just trying to find you. Just got some inconsistencies
here. Stop talking.
Inconsistencies. That's all. You know, I'm like a DA or defense attorney. You got the witness on the stand. A lot of inconsistencies.
I gave you that if they did a LIV versus PGA Tour Ryder Cup style event that way, that would interest me. This does not interest me.
Okay.
Good for them.
The amount of people that are involved.
It's the significance of the amount of people that are involved, yes.
All right. But we're in Geo on the Fan and CBS
then
Sports
you
Network.
Yasir and Jay Monahan come together, shake hands before
the
match.
Yeah. And then do the Brokeback Mountain pose between the two of them.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
Exactly.
WFAN, WFAN-FM, WFAN-FM HD1 New York, and Odyssey Sports Station.
Oh, yeah. Primus. Les Claypool, right? Boomer and Gio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network coming to you live in the Bill Ford Tough Studio.
You know, yesterday Sydney sent me a text that I could barely read about the Matt Martin Foundation Poker Tournament next Monday night, September 9th. I'm going to be there, and I know a lot of his teammates will be there. Well, I don't know, former teammates, maybe new teammates. I'm not really sure. And people could stop asking me what he's doing. They can ask him up personally.
Yeah, I know.
But it's at Opus Steakhouse in Jericho. Tables are available, so you can buy a table of 10 if you want to play with your 10 buddies.
Oh, nice.
Like if you had your 10 meatheads that you played golf with yesterday, you could actually buy a table and you could all play poker together.
A lot of Islander fans in that meathead group yesterday as well.
That's right. There you go. And you can also buy your individual ticket as well. Just go to the Matt Martin Foundation website or mattmartinhockey.com and then click on the foundation and all the information is there. But it's a great event, and they do this for service dogs, and they've been doing this for about 6 years now, and it's usually one of their biggest and best events, and hopefully it'll be well attended this coming Monday night. So
yes.
I played golf with him yesterday, and we had a great time, and you know, I don't ask him anything about what he's doing, what he's not doing. I know it's a big thing out there, because I've been where he has been at his point in his career.
Mm.
You know, and you're wondering, like, do I? You know, I know he still wants to play, and I know he can still play. So, and hopefully he will play, and he'll come to a decision relatively soon. Hopefully, where he's going to play, and you know, selfishly, because my grandkids are here, I want him here. But
yeah,
I understand if there are other opportunities that have to be expanded upon, then you got to go look at those opportunities too, because there are teams out there that I do know that you know have money under the salary cap. Can afford players that, you know, haven't signed contracts yet. And, you know, the Rangers are still formulating their rosters. So is so are the Devils. All the teams are out there doing that. So, I know, listen, he's played over 800 games. I know he'd love to get to 1,000 if that's possible. And I was thinking about his career the other day. And I'm like, he may not have scored a lot of goals, man, but he's hit a lot of people. He's hit a lot of people. And he's lasted a long time.
That is true.
And most players don't last that long, especially with the way that he plays.
And he's got another year at least left in that body of his.
I got to tell you, what's amazing to me is watching him with his two daughters.
Yeah.
That is not the guy that's on the ice.
Oh, of course not. Well, I hope he's not punching anybody in the face at home.
You well, know, but I'm just saying, like, it's a... Can I have a tender moment for a second?
Yeah, of course you can.
Yeah, I mean, it's just very nice to see a young man love his kids the way that you love your kids. I know that.
Yeah.
But the way he treats his daughters and the way his daughters look at him.
Yeah.
I wish my daughter looked at me that way.
Yeah, not anymore.
Yeah.
Did she ever?
I mean, for about 2 years there. Well, you know, when I took her to go see the Spice Girls.
Mm.
And, what was that? NSYNC.
Okay.
Yeah, it was pretty cool because I had her on my shoulders. And, you know, Dad was cool at that time.
How many members of both of those bands could you name off the top of your head?
I have no idea.
You couldn't?
I know. Scary Spice.
But what was her
Posh
name?
Spice.
Okay, but what were their names?
Scary Spice. Posh Spice.
Well, Posh Spice was Victoria
Beckham.
Beckham, but back then she was something else.
She was Posh Spice.
No, but she had Victoria something else. I forget her.
Jerry Hallwell?
Yeah. She had a lot of nude pictures of her back in the day. Because she had like a career in like B-movies and stuff. And I remember when she burst on the scene, the Spice Girls, like the early days of the dial-up internet, I was able to find her naked doing some stuff. So, yes, yeah. Jerry Hallowell, yes. Mel B.
Mel B, yeah.
So Mel B and Mel C.
Whatever, but yeah.
Then there was Baby Spice.
Yeah.
Which was... I want to say Emily something.
Yeah, I don't know.
All right.
I just know her as Baby Spice.
Who was Baby? Emma. Baby Spice. Emma. Come on, Al.
Bunton?
Emma Bunton. See? Not bad. All right. Let's go on to NSYNC now. Let's go. Justin Timberlake.
Joey Falcone.
Joey Fatone.
Falcone.
Joey Fatone. Lance Bass. AJ something or other.
No AJ.
Oh, no AJ?
There's one guy who was dissed by Eminem in a song.
Chris Kirkpatrick. Whew, man, I'm on fire.
That's who that Chris Kirkpatrick is.
You could get your ass kicked.
Like Chris Kirkpatrick.
Yes.
So AJ must have been on the Backstreet Boys then. That must have been him.
There's another guy in NSYNC with initials.
JC.
Yeah.
Chavez.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, get them all? At all of them?
Yep, you got them.
Oh, man. What a day. Huh?
What a day.
Anyway, you were saying?
So the Matt Martin Foundation Poker Tournament is Monday night at Opus Steakhouse in Jericho. Be there. I'll be there. And a lot of the Islander players will be there. And like they all support each other. So it'll be a fun night.
Yeah. Speaking of Islander players. So.
Yeah.
Next week on the 9th. I got this Kiwanis Club thing. You know, I'm involved with the Sayville Kiwanis Club outing.
Mr. Community.
Yeah.
Outreach. That's what you are. That's what you've become.
Then you have the Knights of Columbus after that?
No. So the 11th, I'm supposed to be playing somewhere with some people. And I got an invite. Then they said either the 10th or the 12th. Now, playing 3 days in a row.
That ain't happening.
But here's the thing.
Okay.
One of that invite.
Yes.
At a place that I love, and it's with a current New York Islander. And I feel like you could
use that as an excuse as like it's a part of your job. You got to do some recon. You got to talk to some people.
I don't know if Gina's going to care. You know what I'm saying?
Well, it's your job. I mean, you are a sports talk host.
But she'll be like, how much do you actually talk about the Islanders? You know?
I mean,
so. You got to think a step ahead.
Then maybe you should start talking more hockey so you can use this as a way to get out of the house and go play some more golf.
Yeah.
How do you think the Islanders are going to do this year?
I think they'll be great.
Yeah. You got some inside knowledge?
Well, I will if I accept this invite.
My point exactly.
Is there a level of player that like makes it like better or
top
worse?
Top six?
Yeah.
Top four?
Yeah.
Top four defense, top six?
No, it's a top six.
Oh, yeah. Okay, top so you guy. Can't blame it on Matt.
Right, it's not Matt.
It's not my fault.
No, it's not Matt.
It's not. I'm not getting dragged into this.
But I mean, that the level of player should impact the decision as well. Right?
Yes. And I think I know who it is now, the way that you're talking, but I'm not going to mention the player's name. But I would think that, yeah, that's a good guy to go play with.
Let me hear.
Here, my mic's off here.
Barzy.
No, not. Nope. Mm. I know. That's where I thought you were going to go. No. Mm. Somebody else.
Somebody that nobody really, you don't hear a lot about him.
Mic off?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I know, right? So it's a unique opportunity. Very unique opportunity.
All right, one more time.
All right, mic's up.
Got it.
You got the one. That's the one.
I got it. Yeah.
That's the one.
I don't know why nobody talks about him.
Yeah, it's strange, right?
Well, they should start talking about him.
Yeah.
And now if we start talking about him, that means you can go play golf.
So you think I should say yes to that?
Yeah, definitely.
And just deal with the consequences later?
Well, I think for us and a show and a sports show that we are, because we talk so much sports,
yeah.
That any way that you can get more information about sports is a very important outing, I think, that you should be a part of from a professional standpoint, as long as it doesn't run into anything that your kids may be doing.
No, it does not.
Go.
Yeah, there might be like dance in there. So, no, that's Saturday mornings. We'll be fine. No, it's good. I'm good.
All right.
I am good.
Boom. You're in.
Boom, I am in is right. All right. It is Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. What we'll do is we'll take a break, get Jerry here. He's got an update and moment of the day coming right up.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the Markable Fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer and Geo.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS 4 to Network. The Lock Zone's back on the air. How about that?
Yeah. You get it free at CBS.
We were out the other day, and Tiffany overdosed. And we were like, wow. Crazy. But luckily, Josh had naloxone. Sprayed in her nose. We brought her back to life and then went to Taco Bell. Woohoo! Yeah.
Hey, yay.
2024.
Well, at least we're getting back into fracking.
What's going on, Jerry? We don't need to get into the update this quickly. Do you have anything like fun? Anything going on in your life?
Anything going on in my life?
Yeah.
Let's see. The Cowboys are starting today for the most part. Yeah. A lot of golf still with the boys.
Nice.
Other than that, no. Pool's down. Pool's gone.
Pool's down, huh?
Yeah. That's gone.
Oh, pool is down.
What do you mean? Take out an
above ground pool. We had to because I cut it out with a sawzall.
With a what?
A sawzall. It's a tool. Cuts through metal.
Oh, okay.
Sawzall. Get it?
Sawzall.
Sawzall.
Yeah. Sawzall.
Okay. When we went to replace the liner back in May, the guy came over and said, sorry to be the bearer of bad news, but you need a new pool. Oh. Because the bottom had rot it out.
That's good news.
It was good news that, yes, it avoided disaster, but I was not getting a new pool. 20-year-old and a 14-year-old were done with the pool. Mm. So I had to rip it out, close up the deck, put a patio in, all done.
Oh, you put a patio in?
Mm-hmm.
Did you do that by yourself?
No. Oh, God, no.
Oh, all right.
No.
Yeah, the salt wall. I thought maybe you had some sort of patio wall or something.
No, I don't know how to do a patio. I wish I could. It looks fun.
What kind of patio?
A paver patio.
Pavers.
What do you mean, what kind of patio? What kind are there?
No, I mean, there's bluestone, there's pebbles, there's all sorts of
things. No. Did you go to the Cambridge paving stone guy?
I don't know where these came from, actually.
Okay.
But we did not call him.
I don't know how you
He looks like Dr. Fauci.
You know what? It's a good call. He does.
He does. A little bit.
There's a lot of similarities there.
A tan Dr. Fauci.
Yeah. Tan Dr. Fauci.
That guy's got a lot of paver stones in his back.
He does.
He's a ton.
He's a professional.
A lot of paver stone.
Yes.
So that's about it.
Do you have any scrap metal that came out?
Scrap metal.
We did. Had it picked up already. Well, the pool was all metal.
Oh, did you get paid for that scrap metal?
It was taken away.
Did you call PASCAP?
No, because they're not from around. No. Hold on. I read those commercials last week.
Yes.
They're not from Jersey.
Oh,
long as scrap metal. If you're in Long Island.
Yeah.
Trust me, I thought about calling
them. I'll tell you, there's a lot of scrap metal in Long Island.
You could have brought it here, had Gio bring it back to Long Island.
Yeah. I would have done that for you. Get some money.
It was a lot of scrap metal.
You could get any money for that scrap metal?
No, I called three different places. That's not the type of metal they were interested in. They said they'd be happy to come get it, but they were going to charge me for it.
They want copper.
Steel,
yeah.
They did not want pool aluminum.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which made sense, but if you're going to try. So I made a couple calls.
Yeah. All right.
That's about it, yeah.
That's it. That's all that's going on with Jerry. Pool's gone.
Pool's gone.
Playing golf.
Scrap metal.
Yep, yes.
Cowboys starting. Monday Night Leagues, hopefully.
That starts Monday.
Okay.
That is correct. That starts Monday. Woohoo. But I did, over the weekend, I did something that I've never done before. I played Saturday with Joseph at 3:00, went back and played the next morning with these two guys I met at the club, Ron and Adam. Adam, who works for CBS News, actually. I didn't know that till that morning. At 7 a.m., and then played again with Joseph at 3. It was pretty good.
That's a lot.
I was exhausted.
A lot of golf.
So that was fun.
A lot.
That was a good weekend.
You can't play with us.
I can play any Tuesday, Wednesday, or Friday.
Okay.
I can't play on Thursday. I got the Cowboys now.
Jerry's like, I did something I never did before. So at 6 p.m. on Friday, I played with Mike Francesa.
I was not
Twilight
Friday.
Round.
That was not
Nine
Friday.
Nine holes. Then Saturday morning, I played with Steve Summers.
And Joe B.
And then Saturday afternoon, I played with Joe Beningo.
That's right.
And then we had another Twilight Nine holes, me and Pete Franklin. And all while I was on the phone with Boomer telling him I couldn't play.
That's not true. You know what the difference in all those cases were? Plans were made. I actually went to the store the other day. A guy goes, nice to meet you. I listened today. He goes, Boomer didn't really want you to play today. I'm like, what do you mean? He goes, I heard you say that you would reschedule your appointment. He said, don't do that. He goes, he didn't want you to play.
He was looking out for your health. He didn't want to reschedule.
I could have rescheduled a couple of days.
Yeah, I don't know about it. I mean, did you actually go to the doctor?
Did.
You didn't. Everything
yeah.
good?
Hey, everything's very good.
So I'm very happy.
Everything's very good. Good. So okay. We're good. Do you want to play Tuesday?
Next Tuesday. Ask Allie, see if she can fit you in. No, I'm not sure.
I'm free Wednesday, too.
All right.
You let me know.
Okay.
But just don't let me know Tuesday morning at 5:58 a.m.
All right.
Okay.
Oh, that was great. Tuesday. Talk to my assistant.
Exactly.
All right, Jerry, what's going on?
We're brought to you by the Farmer's Dog, fresh human-grade dog food delivered right to your door, and brought to you by Winters Bros for help with your next cleanup or construction project. Visit wintersbros.com. The NFL season kicks off tonight in Kansas City, Chiefs and Ravens. Here is Lamar Jackson. They lost, of course, the playoffs to Kansas City last season, so the feeling?
Yeah, we was close. It was close, but we got to get back where we was. And like I always say, finish. But it start week one, it start Thursday night.
That's exactly right. And Travis Kelce, a big part.
I'm excited. Get to play another year of football. Fresh slate. You know, get to kind of prove to ourselves and Chiefs Kingdom that we're one of the top dogs. We can play at a high level, man.
Well,
it's exciting.
I mean, they seem to do that every year, but we understand. Then tomorrow night, you got the Eagles and Packers in Brazil. Sunday, the Giants open with the Vikings. A couple here, Malik Nabers, the star rookie, or at least they hope he's a star rookie, ready to go.
I feel good. You know, I'm happy to go out there with, you know, the teammates, my teammates go out there with the offense, you know, and just Just do our best. That's really it.
And one of his teammates is Andrew Thomas, excited for a fresh start with a new look line.
Yeah, it was a lot of things that we dealt with last year, but we're putting that to bed. Have a new group up front. We're trying to be dominant, be physical, protect BJ and open holes for the run game.
Yeah, the reverse, so he can do some cool stuff on the outside. The Jets open Monday night in San Francisco. A couple of other things from the league. The Bengals play the Patriots. Ja'Marr Chase was on the practice field yesterday. Here
got
is,
no choice.
Here's Joe Burrow.
Yeah, great to have him back. Great player. You know, a guy that we need to be our best.
I did see someone on Twitter, and I mean, you obviously can relate to this more than anybody, was making fun of the fact that they had to walk across the street to get to their practice facility with people like standing and yelling at them, like in a good way, you know, cheering yes. for them. But like the light turns red and here come the Bengals walking across the street to
exactly.
the practice field.
Yeah, it's a strange thing. It's right next to the stadium and because they use their stadium as, you know, their year-round facility.
Right. Understood. The Broncos voting rookie quarterback Bo Nix, one of their team captains. Here was his reaction.
It's an honor. It's a privilege. I'm excited to you know, be with this group, excited to be a captain. I don't take it lightly. I know.
No, and here's Sean Payton's pretty, really something. He was voted in.
You know, that's not something that happens that often. I think, you know, it's something you earn, and these guys, you know, all of them voted on these guys. And
yeah, and what was it?
I'm the captain now.
1967, the first rookie for Denver to become captain. That's a long time.
Well, Kel Williams is a captain in Chicago.
Yeah. But in Denver, it doesn't happen much.
Yeah, I don't know if Jaden Daniels is a captain in Washington. I'm not sure. I mean, sometimes, I don't know.
Zach Wilson was a captain his rookie year.
Was he?
Yeah, we went and checked this morning, yes.
Wow. Captain of what?
Of the Jets.
Oh.
And then Eddie made a great point. That was the MILF summer.
No, the MILF summer was his second year.
Oh, it wasn't his first?
Yeah. No, I know for a fact because that was like the best thing that could have happened to him.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
MILF summer was the second season.
So they voted him a captain before that then?
Yeah, which is crazy.
And then I thought this was interesting. I saw Andrew Marchand. He's got a new podcast.
Oh,
why not?
Get out of here.
He had Jim Nance on.
Mm.
So Nance brought up to him the contract situation he had with CBS and the way it was portrayed by Marchand. So here's part one.
I can remember one year at Super Bowl, maybe it was the headline writer that did it.
Yeah.
That said, Nance is demanding Romo money.
I don't think demanding. I think asking.
I swear on my life I never did that, nor did I ever demand. And it sounded like I came in and put my... I know you didn't write this.
No, I'm willing to defend it.
I want Romo money.
Which is funny. And then he did defend it, meaning Marchand.
Number one, you wanted a contract similar to Tony Romo.
No.
You didn't, as the face of CBS, you don't think you, wait a second. If we're going to do, if you, as the face of CBS, does golf, yeah. NCAA at that point, the Super Bowl, you didn't feel like that you deserved the same kind of contract Tony Romo, only working 5 months a year, deserved?
I thought they were unrelated.
That was a very fair question.
See, but yeah. I would say that he deserves three times because he does three times the work.
Well, that's what Marchand was basically
And quite frankly, I know that people are going to be tuning in for Tom Brady because he's the analyst.
Once.
I've been an analyst.
One time.
I
yeah.
understand that. But the play-by-play guy is the guy's voice you hear the most.
Yeah, I was just waiting for Jim Nance to go, listen here, you sniveling weasel. That's what it sounded like he was going, you know?
He did not. He was having fun with it, actually. Nah. But you are right. Sunday, people will tune in, but that's it.
But what I'm saying also is that, you know, Jim Nance, like Andrew correctly pointed out, I mean, he was the face of golf. He's the face of NCAA basketball for all the all
he was,
those years.
Yeah.
And it's not that he just does the Super Bowl. He does all the games. He does the AFC Championship all the way through the AFC Championship game.
He's, so. His face is there a lot.
A lot.
Giant bitch.
I forget what context that was in. How did that happen again?
I don't
matter.
Know.
It doesn't matter. But it's so clean. That's why I want to know. It's clearly during a game. You know?
Yes.
Giant bitch.
last night at Citi Field.
2-2 to Winker, the pitch.
swinging a high fly ball, pretty well hit to left center. Durant going back onto the track, at the wall, he jumps, it is gone! A grand slam! Jesse Winker!
And that was Howie Rose.
Holy
radio. Yes, holy bleep is right. Winker, the grand slam, staked the Mets to a 4-0 lead. They would go on to beat the Red Sox 8-3, completing the sweep. Here is Winker on SNY.
I was just trying to hit a fly ball, just trying to get a run early, and you know, it got up and got out, which was sick, and it was a splitter. I would just want something out over and just hit up in the air.
And so the Mets have won 7 straight, 8 of 9, 76-64, but as Carlos Mendoza points out, haven't accomplished a damn thing.
Feels good, but, you know, there's a lot of games left. There's a lot of good teams in the race. But the mindset continues to be the same.
Yeah, got to go out and win every single day. They are off today. They'll take on the Reds tomorrow. As for the Yankees, things not going so good there as they wound up losing to the Texas Rangers yet again. The night before, Wyatt Langford hit the go-ahead grand slam. In this case, he was pretty big. Now, you had Aaron Boone talking about they're going to do different things with the closer role. Clay Holmes gave up that grand slam to Wyatt Langford. Well, there was no closer last night because Langford got him again early and often.
3-2. Swung on, line drive, right field, base hit. Rounding third, headed for home is Duran. There'll be no throw. RBI single with two outs for Wyatt Langford. What hasn't he done this series? It's 10-2 Texas.
Oh, yeah. Last night, 3-for-4, RBI single, RBI double, 3 runs scored. Ezekiel Duran, a pair of RBI doubles, and Adolis Garcia, 2-run double drove in 3, 10-6. The final Yankees, a little bit of a rally late, but come up 4 runs shy. Here's Aaron Judge. You guys have not, well, you've been very mediocre, actually, over your last 81 games. What is up?
Yeah, a couple back-and-forth games, a couple games not going our way. You know, stuff like that's going to happen. You know, we're not happy about it. You know, we're fighting for a division, fighting for a lot right now. But, you know, we just got to keep trusting each other and, you know, things are going to go our way.
Probably the question is, what can Brian Cashman do right now? Right now, can he do, and I guess he can do.
Jason Dominguez.
Will he kind of get rid of either DJ LeMahieu or Verdugo? You just can't. I don't know. That would really be hard. And that would sting the locker room.
Yeah, you know what I say. Brian Cashman has not earned the right to rebuild this team in the way it needs to be rebuilt.
I've heard that somewhere before.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yankees-Cubs tomorrow, last night in Chicago.
1-2 pitch. Cruz, soft bouncer to short. It's Swanson again. He's got it.
And he's not running.
And Cruz jogging to first on what is a no-hitter by the Cubs.
Yeah, that was Pirates Radio pointing out. Not running again. We had a thing with that last hour with Verdugo. Here it was with the Pirates. Anyhow, combined no-hitter, 12-0 the final as the Cubs beat the Pirates. Great
that
count.
That one was bad.
This one.
This one's really bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, giving them the no-hitter.
That's why it's bad.
Yeah.
Man, it wasn't hit that hard, the shortstop.
12-0.
And this is one of the fastest guys in the league.
Yeah, let them have
yeah.
it.
You're exactly right.
The last thing I would want is to have them have a no-hitter against my team.
Let them have the no-hitter.
Two nights ago, not last night, the Braves beat the Rockies last night. Two nights ago, we saw a 96-mile-an-hour fastball to the head of Atlanta's Whit Merrifield. It sounded like this if you were watching. You got to find it here. Hold on.
Oh, gosh.
Oh,
that and it looks like, man, take your time, Whit. I think you just told him to get the ball over the plate is what he said to Criswell.
Hit him in the side of the head. He went down. Merrifield, after the game, just talking about how brutal it is to get hit like that and what's happening in baseball these days.
The way pitchers are throwing now, there's no regard for throwing up and in. You guys are throwing as hard as they can, and they don't care where the ball goes. And it's just they can't. You can't hit a guy anymore back. There's no fear that, oh, if I hit this guy, our guy's going to get hit. That's not in the game anymore. Pitchers don't have to hit anymore, so they don't have to stand in the box.
And then he went on to say, I won't play them, but he went on to talk about how it's all about velocity now. Teams just want guys that can throw 100 miles an hour. Doesn't matter if they have any control. And what he's saying is there's no way to get back at it because if you do, you get suspended. You go out of the game injured, and yet that guy stays in and still pitches. So, and then he pointed out all the guys that have been hit in the face over the last year, including James McCann. Remember, he got hit in the nose by a fastball,
yeah.
Stayed in the game, and then mentioned a bunch of other guys. That's just happening way too often. The Giants gave third baseman Matt Chapman a 6-year extension, $151 million. The Indiana Fever beat the Sparks 93-86. Caitlin Clark, 24 points, 10 rebounds, and 10 assists. She also became the fastest player in league history to reach 100 three-pointers in a season. And Jessica Pegula advanced into the U.S. Open semifinals. She beat the top seed in straight sets, Iga Swiatek. So she will play now Carolina Macova tonight after American Emma Navarro faces Aryna Sabalenka. Sabalenka was the one that said drinks for everybody.
Yes.
If you treat me, I think it was her that said drinks for everybody or drinks on me. So
cool
we shall see.
Pegula and Navarro in the finals.
That would be neat. That'd you got a
great.
Chance.
That would be great.
You've got a chance. All right, time now for Moment of the Day, brought to you by the family of Casamigos Tequilas, Añejo, Blanco, Cristalino, Reposado, Mezcal, and the new Casamigos Jalapeno. Casamigos Tequila, brought to you by those who drink it, reminding you to enjoy each moment of your day responsibly.
Yeah!
So earlier this morning, G heard a spot that is running on the radio station, and it kind of irked him, or at least piqued his interest.
There was a promo for Good Morning Football that Evan Roberts just read in that break. I'm pretty sure he butchered almost everybody's name on that show. Jamie Ertl. I did hear Ertl. And then he also... Now, if I were reading this and someone put it in front of me, I would make sure that I got it right. But Akbar... Baja Bihamila.
Right.
Is the way you say that, right?
I think you are correct.
Join host Jamie Ertl, Kyle Brandt, Peter Schrager, and Akbar Baja Bihamila. 5 days. Come on.
All right.
Baja Bihamila.
That is ridiculous.
Come on. Baja Bihamila. I mean, and I stopped and I thought about it, and I didn't have it in front of me, and I still was able to say it correctly. Akbar Baja Bihamila. Jamie Ertl and Akbar Baja Bihamila. Akbar Baja Bihamila. And then, and whoever recorded that, so Evan just said, okay, screw it. Whoever recorded that was like, I'm not going to fix that.
Well,
and then whoever put it into the system was also like, ah.
Well, but in fairness, if that's Paul or Zach that's doing it, that's not their job to know these sports figures. It's our job to know it.
Yeah, it's true. I know.
I mean, I wouldn't go in there and say, hey, Paul, how do I pronounce this? He'd look at me. That's your
job.
Out
of my office, schmuck face.
You know, but there was a spot that you did, the farmer's dog. When you say an Al has a older dog, should be an older dog. It always
Eddie,
bugs
go
me.
F yourself.
There you go. Moment of the day.
F you, you pig. Baja Bihamila. Baja yeah. Bihamila.
Baja.
Just went with Baja.
Yeah.
Like
in Mexico. Baja. Yeah,
Baja. Baja Bihamila. Jamie Ertl and Akbar Baja Bihamila.
Baja.
Baja Bihamila. That's how you say it, right? Baja Bihamila.
Woo!
All right. Thanks, Jerry. We'll see you tomorrow. It's Boomer and Geo coming to you live at the Bill Ford Tough Studio.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer and Geo.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. So you know how Darius Slay of the Eagles was talking about Brazil and how he told us not to go out of the hotel rooms and all of that. And you heard Jerry say before that he walked those comments back and apologized for them. So it's funny because the Giants have a player whose name is similar to that in Darius Slayton. So... Darius Slayton, of course, on X, is getting murdered by people in Brazil, figuratively, not literally, because they thought it was him that said this. Wow. Football player, picture, Darius Slayton, Slay. So Darius Slayton of the Giants said, "Dear people of Brazil, my name is Darius Slayton. I play wide receiver for the Giants. I am innocent." Now, that has gotten 2.6 million views, that particular post on X.
Good for Darius Slayton.
Yeah.
Because that's how you grow your fan base and you grow your followers.
Yeah. Which is interesting because they're not allowed to use X in Brazil. So I don't know why he's getting old. It's very strange.
Well, maybe they're Brazilians that are living here.
Yeah, probably. That's probably something to do.
That's probably what's going on.
Yeah, and he's got a pinned tweet up at the top that's a very popular tweet of his that I can co-sign with. "One thing living in Jersey has made me realize that Italian food in the South sucks." That's right. Damn right. It's best up here. You know what I'm saying?
100%.
There's actually, I saw a thing on the news this morning. I was watching. There's a place called Gnocchi on 9th.
Okay, Gnocchi on 9th.
Yeah, because you have to say it that way. Because
Gnocchi.
Gnocchi on 9th.
Okay.
And it exploded on TikTok. So somebody went there. You get like gnocchi in a little like...
cup?
Yeah, cardboard thing that's sort of like a Chinese food container. That's okay. What it looks like.
Yes.
And they throw the gnocchi in there and they throw it like for extra $2, $10 gnocchi. And then for an extra $2 or $3, they slap some burrata on top of it.
Oh, nice.
And they give you a fork and you eat the gnocchi right out of it. So I guess somebody filmed this on TikTok and got all these Gen Zers going down there.
Oh, great.
Sucking up the gnocchi.
It's just exactly where I want to go. You know, by the way, why don't they just put that like in one of those Carvel ice cream sundae cups?
That's a little smaller, though, than this.
Well, no, you can get the big one.
I guess. I mean, I think it kind of worked. It looked like it worked.
You like gnocchi on 9th on the around it.
Yeah, I mean, they're killing it right now, I'm telling you. I mean, they just opened. They got lines. They got people hanging out. I mean, it's the first ever, I think, all gnocchi restaurant. I've never heard of one. So Gen Zers are all over that. Maybe you want to go over there and get some gnocchi.
Yeah, that's what I want to do is hang out with some Gen Zers.
You don't have to hang out with them.
I mean, is there gluten-free gnocchi?
I'm sure there is.
Yeah.
I'm sure it doesn't taste as good, but I'm sure there is. For those folks that have a gluten allergy that may want some gnocchi.
Mm-hmm.
Those people exist, right?
I think so. I'm sure.
Now, that's something I would have never thought. Like, I love Italian food. I love specific Italian food.
And you can get gluten-free pasta.
Yeah, of course. But no,
gluten-free pizza.
What I was saying was, though, I never thought there'd be a gnocchi, gnocchi exclusive restaurant. Like, do you ever think of all the very famous Italian singular dishes? Like, there was the meatball place. And that was just meatballs and all sorts of different ways. Meatball pesto sandwiches, just a couple of naked balls, you know, meatball palm. But like, there's not like a lasagna spot. It's just straight up lasagna in a cup. That doesn't exist. You know, penne alla vodka and a pump.
How big is gnocchi on 9th? Is it just a walk up place, or is it a place that you can sit down and eat?
No, you can't really sit down and eat. Just go in there.
It's just a walk up.
You just go in there, you get your gnocchi, and you leave. Or you wait outside.
Smart by the owners. You don't have to deal with all the people sitting and cleaning, and you don't have to hire waitresses and waiters and things like that.
They're killing it. $10 a carton of gnocchi. Bang.
How much do you think it cost them to make one of those?
Oh.
Just the materials. I mean, you know, obviously you got to buy the little boxes. You got to buy the gnocchi. Right? So...
Yeah, I mean, I would think
like a buck.
Yeah, I was gonna say like $3 because it's New York and everything. I would say it's probably cost them $3. I think they're making $7 on each container of gnocchi.
Well, they also have to pay their you know, insurance and their rent.
Yeah,
their rent. Else.
Yeah, no, it's a lot. Of course,
it is a lot. Try to run a small business. You know, if one of these idiotic politicians around here ever ran a small business, maybe they could actually do their job effectively.
True.
But since they don't, and since they never have to worry about meeting a budget, it doesn't seem like, because they can just go to the public and get more money.
Yeah, apparently.
Like, small businesses can't do that.
No, they can't. Like, gnocchi on 9th could not do that.
No, they couldn't. They could get a loan to get it started, and then if it didn't, you know, people weren't into the gnocchi, then they would end up losing their businesses and defaulting on a loan, most likely.
Like, I wonder if this is going to grow, and there's going to be gnocchi on Lexington, gnocchi on Madison, like, I wonder if it's going to explode or it's just going to be like a quick in and out, bang, done. Curious. Curious to see how it goes.
Well, you know, it's you know, a lot of businesses obviously tend to start out small and then they outgrow themselves and then they end up mismanaging it if they're not careful.
And what about that Chinese spy that was working for the governor?
Manhasset.
Living in Manhasset,
yeah,
huh?
Stonehill. Stonehill is like wild, one of these gated communities. The house is like $4.1 million.
So what the hell what was she sending back to?
She and her husband.
China. China.
Well, supposedly she was telling the Chinese authorities that they were trying to keep the state government of New York, the governors, whether it be Cuomo or Kathy Hochul from mentioning Taiwan and talking about Taiwan as a separate country from China. That was
China.
China.
Yeah, that was a big thing.
China vagina.
Then somehow somebody realized, how's this woman living in a $4.1 million house? And what's her husband do?
Sorry, sniff that one out, huh?
We need money.
Do you ever think you'd be rubbing elbows with a Chinese spy over there in Manhasset?
These days, yes.
Oh, really? Wow. You saw that coming.
I'm not just about Chinese stuff. I'm talking about everything. What's going on around here?
Yeah.
Is anybody paying attention to anything or anybody and what they're doing?
I don't think you could sneak a Chinese spy into Sayville. I think we'd us at the poorly would be able to figure
it
out.
How about a Russian spy?
That might be a little tougher.
Okay. You know? Let's see. How about an Iranian spy?
You think an Iranian spy could assimilate themselves into Sayville? I don't know.
I don't know.
We got a lot of smart guys out there.
I don't know. Figure it out. You should ask your football league if they know anybody that seems to be like a spy sort of type.
Yeah, they might be spies themselves.
Spies among us, man. They're all around.
Damn right.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.